Radhe Govinda, Radhe, oh Radhe, Radhe, oh Radhe, Radhe Govinda, Radhe, 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 Radhe Govinda, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda Radhe Radhe Govinda Radhe Sri Radhe Govinda Sri Radhe Govinda Sri Radhe. day, Govinda. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Sri Radhe, Radhe, oh, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, 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 Radhe.
Krishna nama jabate shravanam suyodhi yali Bhuli bhavanahoto babari bhairi. This is a poem about the name of Krishna written by the great Bhakta Nanda Das, one of the greatest of all the Braj Bhasha poets, lived in the early 16th century. And he says very distinctly, he says, Krishna nama jabate shravan, since I have heard the name of Krishna, suyori, not only have I shravaned it, not only have I heard it, I have imbibed it. Oh, Ali, oh, my friend, what has happened to me? What is the effect of Krishna's name, of listening to it? Never mind singing it. Bhuli bhavanahoto bhavari bhairi. Hum apne bhavan bhi bhul gaya. Hum ekdam pagal ho gaya. Samajh mein aaya kuchu? Ya nahi? Means that what has happened to me? That I have forgotten my home. Now, it doesn't mean that. Home here means what? I have forgotten my samsaric home. The home that is not associated with Krishna devotion. That home which is filled with false identification of ahamta and mamta, of me and mine. That home that doesn't have a space for the remembrance of Krishna. I have not renounced it. I have not blown it away through abstract meditation. I have not asanified myself out of it, because those are temporary upais. Those are remedies which last for just a little bit of time, sort of like rain water. I have bulga bat. It no longer exists. The definition of devotion is prapanch vismriti, where you forget about the false world. Now, that's a very different state than someone who has tried to, through sadhana, through really a negative view, saying, well, this false world, I have to get rid of it. What happens that when you have negativity towards something, it generally arises in you over and again because you don't like it, so it will follow you around. But if you can transfer your attachments to something that is exalted, meaning Bhagavan, right? And this is the, I don't know if it's the trick or if it's the upaya, I think it's basically it's God's grace. If you can have your emotions and your devotions and your bhavs and whatever you are doing, if you can have that centered around Lord Krishna, then what the effect is that bhuli bhavana, that you forget that home which is riddled with false identifications. And then babadi bhairi. So jo iska jo babadi pan hai, jo iski jo pagal pan hai. This is not a pagal pan, this is not an insanity where you go to an institution. Or maybe you do, but it's to the institution of devotion. Babari Bhairi here means that you become intoxicated. You become Ras Avesh. You become filled with the presence of devotion. And then, what happens then? Bara bara ave nen chitanahi parata chan taniki dasakachu or bhairi. Brajvasa, very sweet language. This is the language of Krishna. Krishna speaks Braj. Brajvasa. That's where it's the language of Braj. And I lived there, so I picked up a couple of poems along the way. I am sharing one small poem with you today. Barabara Avenan, my eyes, they well with tears. Why? Because I have heard the name of Krishna once, correctly. Or partially, even. As Maharaj was talking about, the person who hears the names or has association with someone or who chants continually. This is someone who hears the name one time. This is what happens to him or her. Barabara Avenan. Chitta nahi parita chana. My mind doesn't want to go anywhere else except in the dalliance of the nectar of that name. Chitta nahi parita chan and taniki dasha kachu ora bhairi. My physical body has been transformed. Taniki dasha, the situation of my physical self has now been transformed because of the power of the Lord's name. Barabara Ave Nan Chitanai Paratajan Taniki Dashakachu Order Bayuti. Jetek Nama Dharma Kineri. All of the practices that I have done previous to this moment where I heard Krishna's name correctly once. All the dharmas that I have practiced, the fruit of all of my spiritual endeavors has suddenly arisen, obviously through the grace of God, when I heard Krishna's name correctly once. Okay? Now, Nanda Das has something else to say about this. Now, Nanda Das was an interesting character. If I can just tell you a moment about Nanda Das. Nanda Das was the brother of Tulsi Das, who wrote the Ramachitramanas, as well as the Hanuman Chalisa, J.J.J. Hanumana Gosai Kripa Karo Guru Dev Kinai, Jo Satabara Parta Karakoi, Chuti Bandamaha Sukahoi. The great Hanuman Chalisa that imbibes much of our devotional dharma in relationship to Hanuman and Bhagavan Ramachandra. Tulsi Das was his younger brother, and he was a confirmed Krishna Bhakti. And he went off to Braj, and he found his life there. But before he made it to Braj, he fell in love with a woman who was married. And this was not a good situation for Nanda Das. And he was so infatuated with her that he would only drink water if he could see her face. Okay, so what it is that the love is there. The object is incorrect. Right? So, I mean, bhakti is about refining what we're going to love, really, in the end. That's why we get together here. That's why we listen to Maharaj. That's why we chant the holy names. We go through all the different moments of the day, you know, in some sort of bhakti practice. And I'm amazed just staying here the last couple of days to see the progression of the day. And I myself have been uplifted because of the association with all of you and to see the divine ecstatic devotional practices that are going on here from early morning to late at night. Why? Because we're all trying to refine what we are loving. We can love at the root, and we love everything properly. Why water every leaf of a plant? Just water the root. So Nanda Das was watering leaves at this point. Okay, climbing here and there. But, you know, there is a progression here. And so the family, because, you know, what happens in this world is very hard to understand the way that Krishna plays with each individual. And someone who has a dedication there, a gyanat, atavad gyanat, krita atmanivedanam, whether they know it or not, basically is the translation there, if they dedicate themselves. Some people dedicate themselves and they don't really know what they're doing, but they dedicate, a gyanat. And some people dedicate with gyanat. They dedicate with understanding. At this point, Nandadas is more in the agyanat position here. He's loving the wrong thing. But Krishna is compassionate. So what Krishna arranged here is that that family was so freaked out by Nandadas that they decided that they would flee the village and try to lose him. So in the middle of the night, the husband and the beautiful wife, they set out, and where did they go? They went to visit their guru, Sri Gosayaji, in Gokul. So they left in the middle of the night, and Nandadas got up the next day and didn't find them there and found out where they were going, and he followed them. And they traveled several days, and they arrived in Gokul, the Brahmin couple. And they crossed the Yamuna River, and they bribed the boatman. They said, whatever you do, do not bring Nandadas across this river. It's Uttar Pradesh, you know. That's the way Uttar Pradesh to Ulti Pradesh to hand by Sahab Abdasa Malaman. Right? So the play here, and if you look at, you know, if you look at the progression of an individual's journey, this is a yatra, this is the journey home in the end. Maharaj, can I quote you? So, Nandadas arrives at the river, and it's Sri Yamnaji Tihari Darshan Mohi Bhave. Yamnaji, as Surdas sings, when I see the Yamnaji, I am filled with bhav. I am filled with the spirit of devotion. And when Nandadas looked upon the river, he had the darshan of not only the river, which is a physical form, he was transformed by the power of Yamnaji. So bhavo vijayo bhavet vadade vallabha Sri Hare, as it said in the Yamnashtakam by Srimad Vallabhacharya. Yamnaji transformed his nature from loving something that was going to give him a lot of trouble to loving something that was going to give him a lot of devotion, which is to Lord Krishna. She transformed him through her presence. And that is why we as devotees, as bhaktas, we love the name that is connected to the form that is part of the eternal realm. That is, in fact, the eternal realm. So through the physical water, Nandadas was transformed through Yamnaji's power of grace, and then he came face to face with Yamuna Devi herself, and all of his attraction to that other place was removed, and he became perhaps one of our finest Krishna poets. So, it's a longer story, but we have only a certain amount of time, and I want to finish the poem. So, he's singing what? Bara bara ave nen chitanai paradachan tanaki dashakachu or bhairi. Right. I mean, the hairs on end are, you know, one's hairs are standing on end, the mind is completely fixated, the body becomes transformed. Then he says, Nandadas Jako Shravana Sunata Yagata. Just take a look, says Nandadas, at what happened to this blessed individual who listened to the name of Lord Krishna one time correctly. Okay? What a transformative situation has arisen here. Madhura Murita Kedo Dhayi. What is going to happen when he sees the form behind the name? So, fellow bhaktas here, We are so blessed to be in a situation at this time. As Maharaj was saying, it's time. Time is just chipping away at our opportunities here. So therefore, it's very important that we use time correctly so that we can come to the highest understanding of the purpose of our human existence. And that is to realize how each and every one of us has a relationship with the Supreme Bhagavan, Lord Krishna, Govinda, Adi Purusham. And so we should use that time which we have and see that it's precious. Time is amulya. You cannot buy it. Being a das of Krishna, as Surdas says, bina moliko chero. I am a priceless servant, or actually, I'm a servant who cannot be bought. Although he was from UP, but still, he could not be bought because he was a devotee. And that's the thing about being a bhakta, is that a bhakta transcends three things: kala, time, karma, the flow of karma, and their actual swabhava, the nature that is given to them. Kam, krodh, mad, lobh, ahankar, all those different complications. The bhakta transforms him or herself through the power of the sangha. And so we have to remember with gratitude that we have taken birth. They say it's charasi lakh yoni. After 84 lakhs, was it 8.4 million births maybe or more? We have finally attained the opportunity of a human birth, which is such an excellent vehicle for us to be able to perform the amazing practices of devotion that have been given to you here on a daily basis. And so with gratitude and with humility and with a burning desire to tread the path of devotion, because it is such a precious thing, our mind should be focused here alone. And in that process, which is actually, this is our swadharma. This is our true dharma. It is the dharma of the jiva. It is the dharma of the amsha, of the portion to worship the source.
Krishna Govinda Hare Murade Ahayanad Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda. Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva Hey Nath Narayana Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva
Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Om Bolo, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Sham Sham Radhe 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 Krishna. Oh Radhe Sham Radhe Sham 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 Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Krishna 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 Radhe Radhe. Sham Sham Radhe. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe 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 Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Oh Radhe Krishna. Oh Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe 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 Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Sham Sham Radhe. Radhe Sham Radhe Sham 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 Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Krishna Krishna Radhe Radhe. Radhe Sham Radhe Sham 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 Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Krishna 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 Radhe Radhe. Radhe Sham. Just end with this one short bhajan. Vrindavana eka palaka jodrahiye Sri Vrindavana. Vrindavana eka palaka jodrahiye Sri Vrindavana. Janama janama kai papa kata dahe Krishna Krishna Mukha kahiye Sri Vrindavan Ika palaka jore. You want to try it? Krishna Krishna Mukha kahiye Mahaprasad Ore Jala Jamunahako Mahaprasad Ore Jala Jamunahako Tanika Tanika Bodhape Tanika Tanika Bodhape Sur das vai conta madhupura. Sur das vai conta madhupura. Bhagya bina kaha kaya Sri Vrindavan. Ika palika jo, ika palika jo, ika palika jo. Ekapalak, for one moment. Look at all. Look what can be accomplished. Haribol. 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 Haribol.
Absorb in our hearts. our time is short, and I came here actually to hear, not to speak so much. So forgive me. I'll just say a few words. And the first thing I wanted to express is my deep appreciation for all of you. And I wanted to say that it's a very extraordinary thing, this Vaishnava Association. Maharaj was speaking so nicely about how this has been repeatedly stressed by all of our acharyas, by Mahaprabhu, by all of our scriptures, how important the association of a Vaishnava is and how rare it is. And even more rare is this association, because in addition to many elevated great Vaishnavas, there is a whole community of great Vaishnavas that are gathering and associating together and giving each other so much strength that for people like myself, who I don't live so close to a big congregation of devotees, to come here is so inspiring and so rewarding. And I think that you should know how rare it is. And sometimes when you have something like this, it's hard to appreciate what it's like to not have it. So I urge you to never take it for granted and to always treasure what you have and don't let it change. The beautiful friendships and devotional environment and love that all of you have for each other and for Maharaj, that's actually what all the scriptures, all the pastimes, everything is trying to lead us towards, to have real attachment and real affection for Vaishnavas. This is actually our goal. This is what elevates us and makes us qualified to have the association of this, the inhabitants of the spiritual world. This is the spiritual world here. And so I just wanted to say a deep word of appreciation about that. And then the other thing is that, going back to Maharaj, what Maharaj was saying and what Shyamdas Prabhu was saying about how valuable our time is, I always think about how unusual and amazing it is the time that we're actually in right now. Even in the scriptures, it's written about this time where the opportunity to serve Krishna and also the necessity to serve Krishna, which we also hear about in so many pastimes, like in Kurukshetra, where the necessity of service was so great. Here at this time, the necessity of service is so great because the world is at a turning point. And there are many converging points at this particular time. The world environment, the political realm, and a very interesting one, the advent of technology at a level where people all over the globe can be connected. Millions and millions of people can be connected, you know, instantly and hear or experience whatever it is that's being broadcasted. So our Param Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, he gave us so much instruction about this because his instruction, his point to us was that this technology, which is being used for broadcasting so many different things, this technology is actually meant only to be used in the service of Krishna, to be used by the Vaishnavas to spread Krishna's holy name, to spread his pastimes, and to give people Krishna bhakti. So I don't want to go on too long, but we have an incredible opportunity right now as a worldwide community of Vaishnavas, and there is also an incredible necessity, because never before have I seen, and maybe Shyamdas can also speak to this, have I seen so many people all over the world, especially in the yoga community, thirsty for knowledge, thirsty for devotion, thirsty for enlightenment, and thirsty for association of like-minded people and who want to give their love. So I'm very inspired by that, and I'm praying that everything that Mara said earlier, which is a blessing to me to be able to serve him and to serve all of you, and that together we can bring Krishna consciousness into, you know, the limelight, because I believe that everywhere, all over the globe, people are looking for this now. So that's our duty. And I'm particularly inspired because even here today, every time I come here, it seems Marj is creating history and building bridges and creating the real spirit of Vaishnavas, which is, you know, non-sectarian and compassionate and embracing everyone. So thank you again for all your association and inspiration. Thank you again to Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.